Hey, 1, 2.
Just don't touch it, right?
Good morning. May I ask, and I'll surprise, but forgive me, the SOAC leaders, if they're here, they're welcome to sit up with me, so I'm not alone here. Our community leaders, if you're here, please come on up. All the SOAC leaders, please. Sabah khair. Good morning again. For all of us morning people, please find your seat. And again, if you are a leader of the SO, one SO or any AC, please come on up and sit with us here. Board members, any board members, anyone who wants to sit here, you're welcome. This is not our room setup, so.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Great show up for 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mostly we should be. Yeah. Mesdames et Messieurs, please. Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. If you could please take your seats. Please take your seats. Grab some food. If you are an SOAC leader, please come on up here. If you are a community leader, come on up here. If you're just hungry, come on up here. Anything works. I want to remind everyone, this was not a setup for this meeting. This is actually set up for the next meeting. We didn't intend this setup, but it was here. So we will live with it. Anybody who wants to see the audience, you can come on this side. Okay, let me start. First of all, folks, if you could stay with me, please, so we can get started. We have only an hour and 20 minutes left. I want to start this morning by thanking all of you for getting up this early. We would like typically to sleep a little bit more than that, but we're glad you're here. Thank you for taking the time. There are two things I'd like to start with, if I could. First, just to let you know that this meeting is happening because we need it and because we're listening to each other. We listen to each other. And it was very clear yesterday through the meetings, and it happened halfway through my day, that we need to talk about these events together. And I kept saying to all of you on Monday, go and let's get involved in all these things. But many of you came back and said, well, we need to organize. We're a community and we just happen to all be here. Why don't we listen to each other? This is why we're here. We need to listen to each other. And of course, many of you are saying, you know, Fadi goes too fast. And therefore, as in doing so, we skip some steps in the process. So I'm learning too that whilst it's very important that we achieve our objectives, it's equally, if not more important, that we get there together. So we're here to start that process, start my learning of moving together with you, and we will move together. Because if we don't, if we lose our unity, we're not going to get there. Or we'll get there, frankly, like others do. This is what makes us unique, is that we can get there together and then show them who we are. So we will. On a second note, I have every night a meeting around 10, 11 p.m. with my leadership team up in my room. And last night, my leadership team came to visit me, and they were united in a mutiny against me. And the mutiny was very simple. They said, the system is overheating. Slow down. All of us need to slow down. So I think it's very important. You know that I'm very transparent and I speak my mind, and maybe I shouldn't, but I always speak what's happening in my mind and what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing. It reflects immediately in my actions. So this happened last night, and therefore my, I think, four espressos in that white cup there have not been touched. Of course, some of my team told me this morning they're worried I'm going to just stop. I think what I'm trying to share with you is that I hear you. It's very important that we, as a community, as a system, do not overheat. We need to absorb what is happening, take a deep breath, and move together. And I'm committed to that, and you will see me. You know, I took off my tie today. I'm not going to be running through the halls. I may be late to some meetings, but we need to slow down, all of us, a little bit and absorb the importance of what's ahead of us. That's my commitment. Now, with this morning, we're going to chat about the three tracks of internet governance that many of you have been hearing about. And we put up the three tracks: One Net, the Brazil conference, and of course, many of you heard that we added the final and fifth panel called the Panel on Internet Governance. So we have about an hour and 15 minutes. What I suggest we do is myself or any of my colleagues just spend a minute or two on each of these and then open it up. And then what we'll do is, I hope, next slide, I hope by the end of this meeting I will ask the SO and AC leaders if they would help me create cross-community working groups for each of these panels so that we have a mechanism to keep talking One per track would be great. If we decide we want to do one for all tracks, that's fine. I discussed this already with some of the SO and AC leaders, and I sent them a note last night that if we believe that's the right approach, let's do it. And then these working groups can guide the process in the larger arena as they become critical in the next few months. Okay? Again, this is a suggestion. If you have better suggestions, let's hear them. This is a listening and discussion morning more than anything else. Sally, do you want to say a few words on OneNet? Or if Adiel is here, he can join us as well. Pardon me, Teresa, if you could, please. Teresa or Adiel, if you're here, just a couple of words on OneNet. He's sipping his coffee and he's not awake, he's saying. So, Teresa, you start. Come on, Adiel. He's coming. Go ahead, Teresa.
And you're presuming that I'm awake, is that? Yes, okay. Adiel's going to come and join, so.
This is Mike, is not clear.
It's not clear, I use this one. Okay, I've actually never seen this kind of turnout at 7 in the morning, so it's either the food or the topic, but let's hope it's the topic overall. So you've been hearing about the OneNet, and I think that there's been a lot of questions about what is this actually about. It's actually about a movement, and it's about a movement to create the same goals around catalyzing the evolution of the multi-stakeholder model. And I think everybody who's interested and agrees with the importance of the multi-stakeholder model becomes part of this movement, becomes part of supporting that and making it clear that this is a very, very, very important thing to be moving towards and energizing and creating further dialogues and awareness about the importance of that. Now, within a movement, you can have dialogues around specific topic areas, of course. So I think you need to see those as two sort of separate entities within the concept of the OneNet. For the purposes of also being able to have the dialogue and to enable people to sign up for a movement and participate in that, there's a website, and that will then have background documents and materials and the ability to sign up for it, and that should be prepared and ready and in better form, hopefully in a few days or in a week or so. But that is the entire purpose around it. I think part of the trigger factor for this and awareness factor was the Montevideo Statement and getting people to see the Montevideo Statement, support it, build around it, engage in it, and then also engage in discussions around that and contribute those discussions and those dialogues into the multiple forums that are having discussions around internet governance overall and the multi-stakeholder model and process. So that's the concept teeing up. Adiel, do you want to add a little bit more?
I just probably want to add that the shape of the movement started in Bali as well, because after the Montevideo Statement in Bali, we have had some extended consultation with the wider community present there to, one, explain where the Montevideo Statement comes from and what we had in mind. So there is very specific thing to clear out there. It's a movement that started with the ISTAR, but since Bali, it's become a global movement, a multi-stakeholder movement to support that idea of advancing the multi-stakeholder model for the internet governance. So we have created a mailing list to kick off the discussion around the movement and try to see how we structure it, how we work on it toward. So this is the opportunity for the ICANN community as well to give us feedback on the OneNet and how we go forward. But one thing I just want to say, it is a very open movement. Anyone can join from that wider movement. We will then start to having probably a steering committee or something to guide the discussion.
And I think just one addition to that is this does not replace other dialogues and this does not replace other dialogues. This does not replace other discussions. It is a movement to support the multi-stakeholder process. So just to be very clear about that.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Just to give you as an update as much as we can at the moment on our meeting in Brazil. So the first thing to note, so let me just explain what this is. It is a meeting in which OneNet will partner with Brazil, and hopefully other governments will be part of that process as well. So although we have taken in the community to referring this to this as the Brazil conference, the first thing I should say, and I'm looking straight at Hartmut here, so I'm waiting for him to nod, is it is not a it is a conference that is in Brazil. I want you to leave that thought. It's an important point. There's been quite a lot of discussion about Brazil's view on all sorts of issues. That is a host opportunity which Brazil have stepped up to host, and other governments will be involved over time. The second important point to make is that it is a multi-stakeholder event. Now, we have spent quite a bit of time in this community talking about what is the difference between multi-stakeholder and multilateral. One of the problems with this is that in different languages, these things mean slightly different things. So in English, multilateral usually means between governments. And so when we as a community are thinking about a meeting to discuss the future of how the internet is governed, how these resources are managed, the minute somebody hears the word multilateral, they come out in spots. Because they feel that it is an aggressive statement for governments to try to control the internet. So I wanted to take this opportunity at this very early hour of the morning. I don't know if this is going to make it easier or harder. I don't know. We'll find out. But it is multi-stakeholder. And very clearly in the way that we understand multi-stakeholder. Multi-equal stakeholder. The second point is the process which will create the content that goes into this conference will be bottom-up. So the event itself is a multi-stakeholder event looking at the future of a multi-stakeholder model for internet governance and the process by which we put ideas and thoughts and blueprints and tweets and blogs into this process will be done in a bottom-up, multi-stakeholder way. So let me just, if we don't think of, remember anything else about the Brazil event, that's the most important thing at this stage. Now, you know the date. You have it on the screen here, the 23rd and 24th of April next year. It will be in Sao Paulo. We will partner. OneNet, this is all of us who have signed up to OneNet, as Adil says, it's totally open. And we hope that that OneNet will become a very significant global movement. It is not designed to stay just within our existing community. It's designed to be open to everyone. That people will participate in a dialogue online at events, looking at what we've done in the past, what we think today. There are people in this room, many people in this room, who have done thousands of hours of work over the last 10 years to look at what kind of alternatives there might be. I'm looking here at Bertrand because he's catching the right-hand side of my eye. He's one of them. But there are many others who are world-leading thinkers on what the options are. And this is not easy. So, you want me to stop?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll take questions in terms of the process because I think there will be some.
So we can. It's better we give it back to you so we hear you. And we have a question from Maria. Okay. By the way, just back to the last slide. Yes, just to remind everybody, the panel, we're not going to talk about the panel. The information is out on the panel. We will be adding probably two more people to the panel. We've been waiting for someone from Nigeria to confirm, and it seems like she will be coming on. And also the CCTLD community noted that they do not have someone on the panel. So we are thinking about adding someone from the CCTLD community to the panel. So it'll be 20 people on that last panel. As did civil society. That's right. And we discussed one more, because we already have Frank LaRue from Guatemala, but we think one more from our community to be on that. We thought CCTLD and the Nigerian minister that we've been waiting for. So it will be around that, and the panel will meet in London on the 13th of December. That will be their first meeting. Okay, enough from us. Let's listen to each other. We'll start with Maria Farrell.
Thank you, Vadi. This is Maria Farrell from the NCSG. Teresa and Adiel, I know you both have been working extremely hard on the OneNet site, but I need to tell you, I signed up a few days ago, just got an email back, and you know, we don't have notification that there's a mailing list. We need that site to do an awful lot more than it's doing right now. I know you're working really hard, but can we have like a really active, functional site that includes the ability, you know, to write and share documents, do all of the you know, engaging and interacting that we're going to need to do, the practical tools that we'll need to pull this community together, because there's a lot of pent-up energy in this room and a lot of goodwill. So let's have the tools to channel that and use it effectively. Thanks.
Thank you very much, and we have had a lot of feedback on that, and I think there has been some confusion on the website as it was published and what it aimed at. So we are working on that. Probably by the end of the day there will be a revamp of that website with a very single page with a link to how people can join the mailing list, very simple. Until we develop the website with all the functionality, including ability to upload document, ability to discuss beside even the mailing list. So we are aware of that. We are working on it. There have been confusion because people went to the website, they subscribe to the website and expect to be automatically on the mailing list. But it was two separate things. The website was support to the movement, and the mailing list was the discussion platform. So we are trying to link the two, and I hope by the end of this day we will be able to have something which will also solve all the other technical aspects of the website as well. Thanks.
Buenos dias, señoras, señores.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
First of all, distinguished dear friend Fadi, don't worry about being too fast. If you want to participate in a weightlifting sport, which is one of the most heaviest ones, you need a term of préchauffage. You have to heat it up yourself in order to be able to tackle such a very big problem. So don't slow down, but be prudent. Be prudent and careful not to have any accident. This is number one. Number two, people asking me informally that why at this stage such a very important initiative? Why at this particular time? My reply was that doesn't matter at any time. Now, the engine starts to work, let's go. Don't talk why at this time, because that does not bring us anywhere. It is better we have forward-looking and not backward-looking. I was involved in this issue from 1998 when the Minister of Tunisia submit the resolutions to the Plenipotentiary Conference of ITU in Minneapolis, with respect to the WSIS, in which there is internet governance. I have been following up this issue from here and there, and I think that what we need to do, we need to maintain the principle base on which the system has worked up to now, and just try to improve and remove difficulties, problems, deficiencies, shortcomings, and so on, but not totally upside down and start from zero. This would be very dangerous, in particular for internet, which is now in our daily life. From the very early morning up to late night, it is our life. It is associated with us. It is a part of our body. It is like blood. We cannot live with that. So we have to maintain that. Now, coming to Brazil and so on and so forth, I think it is a very difficult task, Fadi, that you have, and we have, not only you, you are part of the thing, we all stakeholders, I'm not talking about a particular entity, a stakeholder and multi-stakeholder is very important element we need to maintain. All multi-stakeholders are involved, and they have to be very, very careful about the situations. In Brazil, what we do with all preparations is just that multi-stakeholder agree on something to start. In 2 days, we can't do anything. It is a long way. You told me in one of your communication to me, letter, very kind letter you wrote to me, you said that we have a long way to go. Yes, I agree with you. We have a long way to go. But we have to start. Yes, the start would be in Brazil. But it would not be ended that. It takes time. I think it is a long term. I don't know how long it would be, 2 years, 3 years, but it is not so easy. There are many, many things to be done. We have to establish the agenda. We have to establish what we do. We have who will be involved. What is the participation procedure, rules, accreditations? What is the outcome? Who will be involved to implement that? Many, many things to be done. The important is that we have good preparation. Thank you very much. You have started to establish 5 panels. So far, so good. I think other people may also assist and help. And I think that you need to go ahead with that. You need to be open. Fadi, we are very happy that you have you on board. You are young, dynamic, enthusiastic, full of energy. And I think we appreciate all you have done. Don't worry, we are behind you. And we protect you and we support you. The only thing that please consult the people. Please consult everybody. Don't do anything with particular group of people. All people are important. All people, they have views, and all their views will be taken into account. I don't want to take the time of the people, but just I wanted this introductory remarks. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Okay, I'm not sure where to go after that. Okay, look, I'm not going to talk about weightlifting. I'm going to talk about soccer. What we have right now, what right now feels to me like a kick around. We have a ball. We have players. It's a little unclear where the goals are. It's a little unclear which team we're on, who's on the team, what the rules are going to be as we go forward. The relationship between OneNet and ICANN is not clear. The relationship between members of the stakeholder groups and the Brazil conference and OneNet are not clear. Speaking now in my personal capacity, not as a member of the BC, we need clarity. And there's a lot of discussion in very, very broad terms about bringing people on and about making sure that everybody is a participant. We've all invested a ton of time in this model and all support the model. But if we don't have clear goals, we don't have anything to shoot at, we're not going to have much of a game. There are people all around the world, including outside of the ICANN community and especially, who are keeping score. And if we're not aware of that and we act as if this is just a kick around, I think we're going to really have big trouble. So I'd like some real clarity. What's going to happen in the Brazil conference? Who's going to be able to participate? When are we going to know? Most people don't have the resources to just drop everything once they figure it out and say, okay, terrific, I'm going to hop on a plane and head on down there. And we really risk, I think, the credibility of our community internally and externally if we don't get our act together before then, and if we don't more clearly explain how OneNet relates to ICANN and how all of us are supposed to relate to both of those in their newest forms. So we support you, but let's get some precision.
Thank you, Andrew. I think it's important I answer a couple of things you asked, which are very reasonable to ask. ICANN is a member of an ecosystem. There are other organizations that exist in the ecosystem. There are technical organizations. There are civil society organizations. There are business organizations. There are companies and individuals who don't belong to any organizations. So OneNet is simply a place where we will start to all express together our ideas based on our commitment to a multi-stakeholder model of internet governance, where we remain we maintain what we have built to date and evolve it for the future. Period. So you come to OneNet and you express, for example, we need to form a group to define what is multi-stakeholderism. Another group may say, we want to contribute principles. Let's come up with a list to discuss that. We don't have a place today to do this together. We have a place to do it at ICANN. There's a place to do it at ISOC. There's maybe a place to do it in ICC basis for some business organizations. And these channels shall continue. But now we have also a common place for those who don't belong to all of these. There are many civil society groups that don't belong to any of these. Let me finish on all of them. The Brazil conference is not organized by ICANN. So I cannot answer your questions. The Brazil conference is organized by an initiative from the government of Brazil that is now being expanded to include other groups, including all the people that can show up at OneNet, because they didn't know how to go to 40, 50 different organizations. So they said, great, you guys have this OneNet born in Bali, so we will work through that to figure out who to talk to. It doesn't mean if some other group wants to call them directly, they'll say, no, you're not part of OneNet, we won't talk to you. But it's just a mechanism of organization for them to reach all the communities around the globe and involve them in their activity. So we're clear, they have a plan to announce in the next week, maximum 2 weeks, all the details you ask. But they don't want to do it until we connect with them, until we come to them. So they're calling for OneNet to actually give them some mechanism to talk to the community. And as soon as they can, they will answer the questions you asked. And they wish to really get the details out in no later than 2 weeks from today. The good news is their government has also now organized, and they picked Virgilio de Almeida as their representative. So at least they have, on their side, it was easier. They got all the ministries together, and last week the president picked Virgilio and said, you are now responsible for our government to speak for this. Now we need to do the same on our side. They're saying, okay, who do we speak to get civil society, business, government, technical organizations, etc., NGOs, all organized. They need a mechanism to do that on a global basis. So this is to clarify Brazil, and the panel is obviously, it's our panel, right? I hope that helps a little bit, Andrew.
Let me just please briefly suggest that a lot of people in this room think that they're already part of this process. We're already having conversations about what it means to have a multi-stakeholder. And as you're talking about internationalizing ICANN, it's a little unclear to me why setting up a separate organization that is new is even necessary, given that this is an open forum that people can participate in.
Andrew, you're missing the point. All the people in this room are not the world. The world is much larger than us. We're just ICANN. And even not all of ICANN is here, but a good chunk of ICANN is here. There's a whole world outside of ICANN, and they need to be involved too. We want to bring them in, into this conversation. That's all it is. So we are part of OneNet, but OneNet should be more people, including governments who want to express their views. So that's all it is. Let's go to OneNet as a community and express ourselves. It doesn't lessen us. It doesn't make us less. It makes us more by participating in the bigger discussion. That's all it is.
We need to do two things, Fadi. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please use your names as you state your question? Please state your name. Thank you.
Klaus Stoll, NPOC, and even on the danger that I'm repeating what Andrew said before, Fadi, we are behind you, 110%. No problem, we don't need to talk about it. I think I'm one of the guys who puts a lot of hours into the whole thing. And one thing I learned from ICANN is that the multi-stakeholder process needs a structure, needs a way how it's done. And the problem I think we all have at the moment is we are not clear how it will go. What is step one, step two, step three? Fadi is running, and we are learning to walk. So Fadi, very simply, we need some rules of engagements, we need some structures, especially with OneNet, We need to know how it will be going. What are the deadlines? And the problem is quite simply you're dealing all the time with rumors. Why are rumors there? Quite simply because nobody knows actually what the structure is. If we can get some clear rules of engagement, some clear stuff up, I think a hell of a lot will be calmer. Thank you.
Thank you, Fadi. I'm Carlos Afonso, a board member of CGI.br. I'm not really qualified to answer all your questions about Brazil or the Brazilian conference because we are also in Brazil having exactly the same discussions we are having here regarding forms of participation, the way the conference will be, even funding for the conference, which is a big, major challenge. And I would like, first of all, to say that São Paulo is not in Italy. You know, São Paulo is in Brazil. So it's Paulo with an U, not an O. Although we have a big Italian community there. The government works very closely with this multi-stakeholder organization called CGI.br, of which you know the history. You know, CGI.br was founded in 1995, and there is a majority of non-government people who are elected by different groups of interest and so on. And CGI.br has written a set of principles for the use of the internet in Brazil, which have been adopted by a proposal to the Congress of a framework of civil rights. And the president, after in her speech at the United Nations, adopted those principles written by CGI.br by consensus as a multi-stakeholder organization as the basis for suggesting a basic theme for this conference or meeting or encounter in Brazil, which is to try to create or propose a set, common set of international principles for the use of the internet based on rights, rights of the citizenship. So that's the whole idea we have. The participation is fully open. The government of Brazil, like any government, is not as quick as the iStar community or ICANN. We depend on a lot of bureaucratic procedures. We don't respond immediately. And I am not the government. I am just a civil society person. And I know that even a multi-stakeholder organization like CGI.br cannot respond as quick as we would like to. But we are going to have our first meeting, including the government, on November 25, after the first meeting after the president's speech at the United Nations. And we'll have the opportunity to sort of make things more concrete in terms of a lot of the questions that you are asking. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mathieu Vey. I'm the CEO of AFNIC, the CCTLD manager for .fr France. I want to offer my feedback about what I hear and see about this internet governance discussion in the ICANN field from since I arrived and a few days before. I think this is the beginning of a marathon. I had to do a sports analogy here. And it's a long effort that's ahead of us. And it's a change, a big change. So I look at it through the lens of change management, and I know, Fadi, you're very familiar with this. First step is establish urgency. The Montevideo statement actually framed the issue quite well in terms of there is an urgency, we need to act. Secondly, you need to establish a team. And that is where I think we have improvements ahead of us. Establishing a team for leading change is not about engaging all stakeholders. It's also about selecting a team of diverse people. I had this offensive comment yesterday on the CCNSO panel that was addressing this issue. The panel was made of internet governance veterans. Some heard dinosaurs, but I meant veterans because I have a lot of respect for what's being achieved. And we need to bring diversity. People from inside ICANN, outside ICANN, young people, more experienced people, etc. And they need to be put in a situation that they go to the third step that's clearly missing right now, which is starting to draw a vision of where we want to go. And this cannot be done on a mailing list or in a conference with 1,000 people. At some point, someone has to put a vision forward and start engaging the discussion around this. And I'm very concerned to hear us focus on process, and it's way too early to discuss process, to discuss whether whoever is going to be in the Brazil conference, etc. So I think this is a real concern I have. I look at the IETF Vancouver meeting a couple of weeks ago. They're going through exactly the same issue. They have an urgency. It's not really about internet governance as a whole. It's more focused, but they have an urgency. I think they made a pretty good job at drafting a vision. They're very far from achieving this vision. It's going to be very difficult. But what came out of their meeting in Vancouver was very clear, even in the media, about where they wanted to go. And this is what we're currently, the difficulty we're facing, that I'm not hearing a consistent message about where, as a community, we want this thing to go. I hear how, multi-stakeholder process, okay. I think we agree on that, but we're a little bit far behind, and we don't have much time for that before the whole process begins to tumble. So I would really recommend that we focus our discussions about where we want these things to go instead of how. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Marilyn Cade. I'm not sure I'm going to get applause since I'm going to maybe take us in a different direction. I see three items on the agenda before us for today's discussion. OneNet, the Brazil Conference, and the Panel on Internet Governance. We're talking about the Brazil Conference, and when I look at my scary calendar of events, it's coming up really shortly. In the business constituency yesterday, we developed a series of, I think, critical questions. So I'm going to start with a couple that I think we need to get down to practicalities. Every year, the multi-stakeholder advisory committee of the IGF and a very broad community work for a year to develop a multi-stakeholder event. It's open and inclusive in the planning. We're going very, very fast to a conference that I need to know the following. What is the role of the rest of us in setting the agenda? How many seats will there be that actually allow participation of stakeholders to help to define the agenda? Everyone in this room knows that the agenda, the program, and the speakers heavily influence what goes on in a meeting and heavily influence the takeaways from a meeting. It is almost impossible for me to envision in this budget environment how governments, civil society, and even businesses can afford to travel and attend. Are there going to be documents that are decisional, that the assumption is if you're in the room, you've accepted them? Where do the documents go after that? What is the scope of the discussion? Is everything on the table? Is everything off the table? ICANN has, I think, I said just Monday on an opening session on Hot Topics, I see ICANN as a very strong participant. Others see ICANN as a facilitator. I think ICANN probably has a variety of roles to play in a variety of places. But I also think that the broader issues of multi-stakeholder governance do go far beyond ICANN, and have very broad implications for the internet and the world that we all want. And I do think that ICANN can play a role in it, but I'm concerned about the topics for this meeting. I want to make sure they're topics we can make a difference in, and not topics that divide us. So this community is about ICANN. The broader community that's coming together under OneNet is much broader. I think that's great. But I hear, perhaps that's going to shift, I hear us avoiding talking about what guidance we as a community are going to give ICANN on what ICANN should do at this conference. Because after all, we're not going to be able easily to walk away.
Roberto Gaetano, talking in my individual capacity. I have 2.5 points. I'll keep it short. Contrary to my habit, I'll keep it short. The first point is about the multi-stakeholder model, the equal multi-stakeholder model. I think that this is the foundation of ICANN. This is the reason why ICANN was built. And I think that the consensus of the community is what gives the legitimacy and the power to ICANN. If you, Fadi, if you go and talk to the president of Brazil or whoever, or the heads of states that you have been talking to lately, you carry the weight and the support of the whole internet community behind you. And that is what adds strength to what you say. It is therefore very important that we don't lose this. So there have been a lot of questions about the recent facts, and I think that nobody is questioning the fact that your decisions have been the right decisions, that you were forced to run because that's not the time to slow down. But I think that we have to be extremely careful in having this dialogue with the community, and so that you continue carrying this support. If I were an enemy of ICANN, the first thing that I would do is to try to break the consensus of the community, because without this, if the community doesn't is one thing with the leaders, then the ICANN model is dead and loses its strength. That's the first point. The second point is, as the Garfield on my T-shirt points out, I hate mornings. I'm glad to be here at 7, I don't mind, but I would rather having had this meeting 2 or 3 days ago, planned as a part of the regular agenda. Why? Because this would have shown proactiveness in anticipating what the possible objections and questions and comments of the community would have been, instead of leaving a little bit the impression of being sort of overtaken by events in this internal management. So to be proactive, I would encourage you to build in already now, for the Singapore meeting, a meeting like this immediately after the opening conference, or even better, the day before, because a lot of the community is here from before, so that we are all briefed on the things that you would have, the things that have happened between now and Singapore, because I know that in spite of the fact that your staff is advising you to slow down, you will not slow down. And I think that if you don't slow down, we need to run faster, and we need to be close to you in this and be one with the management of ICANN. The last half point, although it is a minor thing, multiculturality, if you say so in English, is one of the aspects of the equal multi-stakeholder model. We have translation in several languages. I would encourage people whose native language is one of those that are supported by translation to use this facility and to show also in practice that our community is multicultural, and that's another step forward towards the equal multi-stakeholder mode. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that comment, Roberto. The reason why this takes time and why we need to slow down but still doing things as fast as possible is that you cannot design bottom-up processes with a top-down process. We need to design bottom-up processes with a bottom-up process. What works in Brazil does not work in Sweden. What works in Sweden does not fit in Denmark. Thank you.
Look, I don't want to jump the queue. Paul Wilson here from AP NIC. I don't want to jump the queue, but I think Roberto covered what I'd like to say, which is that I'm just not sure what part of multi-stakeholder we're not understanding here. I'm not sure what part of what Fadi has already said we're not understanding if we keep asking questions. I mean, let's ask questions, but let's provide answers. Let's not ask for clarity, let's give clarity. Let's not ask what the issues and goals are, let's propose the issues and goals. I think this idea that something needs to be done is we have consensus, I think. And so let's move on and not keep expecting to be fed. You know, that's the multi-stakeholder thing. Thanks.
Fadi, if I could, this is Janice Lang for the record. I'm watching on the chat room remotely. And just to summarize in general, we have Tyler Compton and Jorge Amodio as part of the chat room. And one is questioning really what is OneNet? Still not quite grasping. Is it a movement? Is it a mailing list? What is it? And secondly, from Tyler, is Brazil a one-time event, or is this something that will continue? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Maybe I will just answer the first part of the question. The One Net is a movement. There is no, I think that has to be clear. It's a movement which is open to anyone that is supporting the goal of working to enhance the multi-stakeholder model to address some of the issue. Let not forget that this whole thing comes after the Montevideo statement, where we had a very clear a point there saying that we want a grassroots movement to catalyze the evolution of the multi-stakeholder model. So it is a movement which is open to anyone who want to join, who want to support, who want to work toward that evolution. Now, the movement has a dialogue, which is now the mailing list, which is a temporary mailing list that we are hosting at on the NRO platform to start the discussion going. And when the website will be ready, we'll have several functionality that can allow people to upload documents, to discuss using other form beside the mailing list. So as I mentioned before, there was some confusion between the form on the website and the mailing list, and we are trying to fix that today. And as soon as that will be fixed, I think it will give more clarity. You can join the movement and not participate to the discussion if you don't want. So that's what I can say.
I think just quickly to answer the second question, Fadi had asked me to do. The Brazil meeting is one meeting. Obviously, there are multiple meetings where there's dialogues around multi-stakeholder and the importance of it, and also how does one make it work very well. So the Brazil meeting is a meeting. It's an important opportunity to have a dialogue about an important area, but it is certainly not the only meeting that is in existence. And as we know, there's many meetings that are happening throughout time and on everybody's schedule. So just to answer that question as well.
Thank you, Fadi. Zahid Jamil from Pakistan. And member of the BC. Heavy lifting for me or weightlifting is difficult. I prefer judo and tai chi, but I take the point. It's probably going to be easier for us to run after you if we're doing that. I wanted to say thank you, first of all, for listening to the community over the last couple of days. And I understand that this was put into the agenda as a result of your personal intervention, so I must appreciate that and also request that this continues. leading to Paul's point, I want to be a little more constructive. And so there are two comments and there are a couple of requests. The first is, you mentioned yesterday with the board meeting, you said that the board is deciding the Brazil is deciding on invitations and is working with the community. And then we will know something by next week or the week after that. So the question obviously is, who are they talking to right now? Probably what you meant was that they will be talking to OneNet as we go along. So a little clarity on that would be helpful. I also saw the press release that came out from the Ministry of Communications of Brazil, which is encouraging. It says non-governmental nature will be the nature of this meeting. It will require a call, very wide call. And it said that the governments are invited to participate, but will be mostly a multi-sectoral meeting also involving representative civil society and private sector. That's very encouraging language coming from the minister. My caution, however, and so first of all, I must say that's an opportunity. We should grab it. And it's great that the ICANN community is being energized in the internet governance sphere. And I think that should continue, not just for this one meeting, but you should have a process by which community can feed in and then work with you to do that. But where there is an opportunity, I would also advise as caution. I'm a lawyer, so need to be cautious. The Marcos Civil process within Brazil in the last few months has not been multi-stakeholder. Most people there will tell you that the legislation has been sort of sequestered for a moment, and there are many questions that are being asked. I'm sure they'll figure it out. But the draft isn't out even. So the question that some people may ask necessarily is, should we then see a further ratcheting up of the safeguards that ICANN and OneNet want to see happen or put into place so that we do have that multi-stakeholder process come into place? And maybe OneNet alone cannot do it, but you and others will have to make that happen. The other thing I think you mentioned was, you know, everybody's asking, how will it go? This was a question earlier this morning. And you said, well, I can't tell you, you've got to wait a couple of weeks. So we have a classic sequencing problem. And so my request as a result of that is the following. It is important that we have, between now, and I made this request yesterday, between now and before even the Singapore meeting, to have meetings that ICANN facilitates so that the community can get together and is able to feed in, so we have our own agenda. And there's a reason why I say that. On the one hand, we want to be safeguarding our interests, but at the same time, we want to have three or four things I want to quickly mention in words. One, need to figure out what scoping we desire for this meeting, figure out what agenda we desire for this meeting, and that agenda should be constructive, so we can show that there are certain results that can come out that we are comfortable with. So we have to have our plan there. And that can only happen in a face-to-face meeting. And we must have a contingency that in case something happens, are you authorized to sign off something? Or maybe bring it back to the community, of course. So having that contingency place is important. And the last point, and I think we've made it before also, is this needs to be resourced. It's such a short time scale in which we're being asked to respond. Getting everybody to have budgets, getting them to have the resource will be difficult. So maybe on this, I'd request you to do something about it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bill Drake from University of Zurich and NCUC. We've got sort of two clouds. What are we going to be talking about? The substantive focus and the process. And the uncertainties about both are feeding each other in a way that's really unhealthy. And with the time frames and lags, I think that's just going to get worse and worse. You've got people who are not sure how enthusiastically they want to engage the process because they don't know what it's fundamentally going to be about and what it might do. And then the fact of the matter is we want the idea of what it's going to do to emerge from the people interacting. So this is a bit of a conundrum. It seems to me that it might be useful if you could do something. I understand the Brazilians are meeting early next week to talk about some of the stuff that has already been circulated about the structure with the four committees and all that kind of thing. But we need to do more quickly, I think, to start to bring expectations into some kind of boundaries. It might be useful to have some kind of a options paper. Excuse me, I lost my voice. An options paper of a few pages, at least, that kind of bounded the range of things this meeting might be about and try to achieve. Okay. When you've talked to people about what this is, repeatedly you've said, well, principles, institutions, decision makings, and that's kind of abstract. And people kind of go, well, what exactly does that constitute? And then when you talk to the Brazilians, you hear slightly different versions about each of those points.
Yes.
So I would say you need to find some way fairly quickly, even if it's only like a 3-4 page concept paper or options paper, to at least put on in front of people, this is what it could focus on, so that they have some sense of whether this is a process they're enthused about, how they want to engage, how they want to interface. Right now, we've got like a Rorschach test. Everybody is projecting their hopes and fears and fantasies because it's all abstract. So anything you could do fairly quickly to start to move this into a little bit more, it doesn't have to close off possibilities. It should be open. But it could at least lay out a few options that people might consider for where this all goes. I think that would be very useful. By the way, Zahid mentioned meetings. NCUC is supposed to have a policy conference in Singapore the day before the ICANN meeting. We could open that up and make it more generalized and have it focused on this if people want. That's great. That would be one way. That would be another option for people to be able to engage on this.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Alejandro Pisanti. I'm a former board member, a professor at the National University of Mexico, and chair of the Internet Society chapter in Mexico. I will speak of two things, design constraints and some practicalities at the end. I think that the design constraints of the whole process, I'm addressing OneNet Brazil Conference and the panel on Internet Governance with this, is one important thing to keep in mind, a result that you need to have is that you don't finish having one single of the following. You need to make sure, we need to make sure as a community, and I'm not disputing speed or process or anything, let's go. Make sure that we don't end up with one single country with a role, with one single point of failure for the whole process. The internet community and the internet governance community is very broad, as you may have mentioned, Fadi. There's lots of issues being dealt with elsewhere, and they are working. So make sure that we don't create a point of failure for people who are actually being successful or on the road to success. Not one single definition of internet governance, even that aspiration, is self-defeating. Not a single set of principles. You can ask Wolfgang, for example, the hard time he's having compiling the 24 officially announced sets of internet governance principles that are around only in the IGF. And they are so diverse, like privileging freedom of speech or privileging the growth of the community and development of the country, to make sure that we stay away from a single set of definitions. Single set of principles, single list of issues, and that includes the fact that people slice internet governance in many ways, and let's keep that diversity as well. I dispute the use of the term of governance gap and even of orphan issues. There may be orphan issues. They are few and far between. If there is an issue identified, there's already someone trying to do something about it. At least it already is known to be there. Don't allow to get the creation of any single point of extortion upon the community or on the community leadership. If you depend on someone to make a phone call and it's not being made, you are already subject to extortion, and the extortion is not on you, but on the whole community that backs you. And therefore, also be sure to not create a single target for extortion or any other attack. Do not convert the nimble, maybe old, maybe not very efficient, the nimble torpedo boats and small frigates of the internet governance community into a single aircraft carrier that just sits there with a target painted already upon it. Don't melt the steel that way. Coordinate like fish, not like clockwork, like trout on a stream. One very important thing, at the end of this, always avoid the possibility of becoming the internet, which governments want to talk to. When someone in government or some big enterprise says, I want to talk to someone to fix this thing on the internet, we should make sure that there are many of those left. Going to a very practical point directed to Adiel and Teresa, and of course to you, Fadi, if OneNet is going to be a movement and it's going to work by campaigns, do take in the experience of many of us who have led viral campaigns and have been moderately successful in some of them. You need one rallying cry at a time. You need mostly one, not a total obsessive focus on one issue, but basically one issue at a time. They have their times to mature, to peak, and to die out. And you can't, there's what the biologists call tetanization of the muscle. You can't keep acting on that muscle until it has some rest. You have to use things like the One Net, not only to lead and speak, but my prescription is usually 5% to speak, 95% to listen. Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning. My name is Ken Stubbs. First of all, I'd like to thank the Brazilian community for taking up the banner here. I mean, this is a tremendous effort by a bunch of very dedicated people who really believe in this. Secondly, I'd like to say that I think it's extremely important to develop a way of informing people of the impact of what the potential is for this meeting. One of your directors, Erica Mann, made some very strong suggestions, which I fully support yesterday. People need to understand that we need to be poised to facilitate growth and change in many sectors in the future, not just business, education, cultural awareness, issues, and so forth. And in order for us to develop a hook, I'm going to call it a hook, we need to create an environment that shows how impactful an issue like this and a conference like this could be, so that organizations, NGOs, countries, and so forth will want to participate because they have something in front of them, a goal. So I think it's extremely important that we try to develop something at this conference and can give us, I won't call it a benchmark, but a platform for moving forward. And we need to be able to show that the results of this conference will benefit many communities. This isn't just to facilitate business or, you know, just look at the changes over the last 25 years. We're positioning ourselves for the next 25 years. Thank you.
Olaf Kolkman, netizen, as I call it, private individual. I have a very simple question. I'm not going to introduce it. How does a movement coordinate? Let that sink in for a moment. How does a movement coordinate? I've heard in the introduction that OneNet is going to coordinate with the organizers of the Brazil conference. Coordination needs process. Coordination needs process to be legitimate. Movements are visions and ideas. They're not institutions. I think for me, there's a big tension between having a movement and having a coordination body. And I think we need to be fair about what OneNet is. Because if it needs to coordinate, we need to build collectively a process. And in a bottom-up system that's currently a mailing list, that's going to be very hard in the time scales for Brazil. How does a movement coordinate?
Okay, maybe just to provide some simple response. As you mentioned, the movement is a vision, and people will join the movement toward the goal. The coordination is shaping slowly. There has been a call on the mailing list for those who are on the mailing list for people to provide or to select representatives so we can have a steering committee that can at least coordinate the movement. Now, for sure, we have a very short period of time to have a perfect process in place. What we will do is to make the movement. Again, I want to separate the support to the movement and the idea of the movement, which can be a static thing, from the dialogue and the discussion that can happen on separate topic, and we have a different platform to do that. So that the discussion and the dialogue part
will be coordinated by probably volunteer, by the steering committee or coordination group that will be put in place toward Brazil. But I also think that Brazil should not be seen as the end point of the movement. Brazil is one stop. The movement is a process that will continue. There will be some specific organization mechanism for the Brazil meeting by itself. And as I say, Brazil meeting will live by itself through its own organization thing. That has nothing to do with the OneNet, in fact, because it has to be live by itself. What OneNet should do is to be able, through its dialogue, to provide input to the Brazil meeting. And that will happen through the different platforms that will be put in place. I don't know if...
Adil, this is intended to be a very constructive comment. I believe that constructing a movement and having a long-lived movement is a very good thing. But you started your answer with a lot of we's. We will, we will, we will. My question is, who is we? In the answers about we will select, we will coordinate, who is we? What is the process to determine who we is in a movement that is very difficult? And I'm calling this out because it provides the legitimacy. And I think that's important that we call that out.
Okay, I see. No, our we will not select. We have asked group to select their representative, nobody. But the we here is because I believe in OneNet, so I suppose I'm part of the movement. So the movement is something live, which has been initiated by, you know, the signatory of the Montevideo, but it's more bigger than that. So anyone in there that want to contribute should be able to. And I would like to talk more with you after this session on what you have in mind.
Hi, very quickly, just to try to respond to some of the concerns that were presented, and they are very legitimate concerns. And the Brazilian government or the group that is trying to organize the meeting is not, of course, able to reach everyone on a proactive basis. But they are very open to receive all the suggestions, all the proposals. APC, the Association for Progressive Communications, has already done a letter, and this is already in the hands of all the ministers involved, CGI, BR, etc. What I want to stress is that if any group, any organization, any individual that wants to express opinions or proposals or etc. has any difficulty in reaching this group that is trying to organize the meeting in Brazil, CGI.br is open to facilitate that. Please count on us to reach, to make sure that your opinions are heard. We can help in that. And you know who we are. We are very easily to find. Okay?
Thank you, Fadi. It's Jonathan Robinson. I suppose I've heard this thing about OneNet being a canvas or a movement. Bill even went so far as to talk about it as a Rorschach test, and then we talked about the circularity of substance and process, and for me this feels amorphous. I mean, I'm a kind of someone who likes to drive through to something, so I hope I'm not going too far down the track, but it feels very amorphous, very hard to get a grip on, and I think that's what many of us are struggling with. What resonated more readily with me was when Matthew talked about change management, and he came up with three very simple things: establishing urgency, assembling a team, which I think is the we. Obviously, the method to get the we is still remains a challenge, and then creating a vision, which gave us some substance. I guess I'm going to make one very simple proposal about the substance, and that is to make ICANN a hook for a sort of proof of concept. We can demonstrate success within ICANN. Now, it's not the whole agenda, but it's one piece of the substance that says this is a proof of concept, it's a bottom-up multi-stakeholder model that's been working for many, many years, and whilst there are some flaws and chinks in the armor, we can certainly build a case around something that actually works and does in many ways what it's supposed to do. So that's my one proposal, that in terms of looking for substance and looking for hooks to take to Brazil, we take the ICANN component of all of this and demonstrate success within that one part of it and use that as something we can all get behind. Thank you.
Jonathan Zook from the Association for Competitive Technology. I guess with such a long line, there's always a risk of saying the same thing over and over again. But maybe early in the morning, it's a little bit like the alarm going off after you keep hitting the snooze alarm. So I guess in a way, I wish this was a conference coming up on world hunger or nuclear proliferation or something like that. Because what I think is missing, and this is very similar to what Bill said and Jonathan said, is that what we're missing is a problem statement. You know, we have the whole multi-stakeholder group, and we have a movement, and I'm not sure what that movement wants to see happen. I think most of the people that are part of the multi-stakeholder process think that it's working. So the question we really have to ask ourselves is, what is the problem statement? What is the problem we're trying to solve? Because that will inform everything else. Is it the incursion of the multi-stakeholder process into traditional multilateral or multi-governmental roles? Is it the role of governments in the multi-stakeholder process? Because if it's that, why aren't governments a part of OneNet then, since those are the proponents of multi-stakeholderism? So, I mean, it's a little confusing because you don't want to set up an opposition if what we're talking about is multi-stakeholderism, right? Let me figure out who the multi-stakeholder people are, those people are, and let's talk to them and get them to send a representative to a meeting, right? Already sets up something that's anti-multi-stakeholder. So I think that we have to really take a step back and say, what problem is it we're trying to solve or trying to discuss at the conference? And I don't think it should be expansive. I really want to build on what Bill Drake said. I think in order to have any relevance whatsoever, there should be a single question. And what I fear the most is that single question exists in everyone's mind, but that it's different, and that there's competing agendas, and that's why we all are sitting around in fear of what the outcome might be, because we don't know what someone else's agenda really is for the meeting. And so, again, in order to have a movement, are we fighting for multi-stakeholderism in an environment in which people don't want it? Is there a specific particular area where we're trying to figure out where the boundaries of multilateralism and multi-stakeholderism should be? I think if we don't boil this down to a question, we're going to have nothing but what we in the tech industry call fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Okay, I'm Milton Mueller, Syracuse University Internet Governance Project, non-commercial users constituency. Let me give Jonathan his problem statement. It's about legitimacy. You guys have been running the internet through technically oriented institutions for a couple of decades and a half, and it has never been fully accepted by the world's governments and the world's states. This isn't the first time we've tried to do this, that we've had to do this. Do you remember the International Forum on the White Paper? You think this is ramshackle? That was even more so. Do you remember the self-mobilization of WISA civil society, which was the reaction to the attempts by governments to sort of steal the show? Do you remember the formation of something called the Internet Governance Forum? Do you remember that? Another attempt to establish legitimacy for multi-stakeholder dialogue. So your problem statement is it hasn't quite been pulled off yet. And I don't understand the fear that I'm sensing from the business community. I really don't understand it. I'm not afraid. I don't know why you are. So let's get on track. OneNet. OneNet is not a movement. Please stop saying that. I'm a social scientist who studies social movements. This is not a movement. OneNet is an open mailing list that you guys are running. I'm on it, and it worked for me in one day. I know how to join a mailing list. But yeah, there were some glitches in its implementation. But this is not to belittle OneNet. Okay, what OneNet is a platform a platform for coordinating the diverse groups in a single place. And in that respect, it was really needed. It was a tremendous blunder to be untransparent about even the registration of the domain name. I mean, proxy registration of a domain name by ICANN? What's up with that? So get transparent about your steering committee, who's on it, and most of the problems with OneNet will go away. Understand what it is. It's a way for the best bits people and the civil society people and ICANN and the business people to get on a single platform. Interesting question about whether you get rid of it when this Brazil meeting is over or not. We don't have time to go into that. So, second track, Brazil conference. I feel that the scope has been defined well. I agree with Bill, it's very abstract, but in terms of legitimacy, it's clear that we do need to discuss institutional frameworks and that we do need to have a roadmap for very specific reforms that can be taken place in the next, 2 to 3 years, particularly regarding unilateral control by particular governments and the role of governments in general. Principles I'm a little more worried about. That can be a real sticking point. They can become meaningless. As Wolfgang knows, there's a bunch of them floating around. It might be useful to have a discussion of common principles. But if they just turn into things like, everybody should have the internet, yeah, okay. In terms of the size of the meeting, I think that's a very interesting question. We've been discussing that. One idea that I came up with is, if you really want to have a decisional meeting, you need to limit the number. It can't be completely open. So we just talked about a two-tiered system in which you have a Congress-sized set of delegates who fully participate and open observation, and some kinds of interactions between those two tiers at some point. Maybe 50 each of the four groups, 50 civil society, 50 governments, 50 technical community, and 50 business representatives. People have talked about the weirdness of trying to get governments to agree on 50 members, and I really enjoy that weirdness. I'd like to see them deal with that. Let's remember that though this conference is important, it is not decisional in the sense that it has coercive authority over anybody, so again, let's not be afraid of that. Maybe it will fail and everybody will ignore it. Finally, the panel. I'm not enthusiastic about the panel. It seems to be a contradiction. On the one hand, you're asking the community to come together and define these principles. On the other hand, you're setting up a hand-picked elite group that's going to give us an agenda, right from the beginning. I think there's a bit of a tension between those two goals. I hope that you handle the panel in a way that doesn't seem preemptive. Thank you.
Thank you, Milton. Remarkable input, and frankly, we'll take it to heart. Very, very helpful. In fact, I'm going to be calling you right after this to recruit you hard to see if you could join us in the working groups. I think you could be bringing a lot of value. We're running out of time. There is a meeting that starts in this room in 3 minutes, and there are many remote participants ready to join it. So what I suggest is if each speaker please can keep their comments to a minute. I'm sorry about that. We'll continue this dialogue. And I'd like to close by, again, because I won't speak again because we're running out of time, I'm going to ask the SO and AC leaders to consider forming cross-community working groups so we can continue this dialogue and keep it transparent and open over the next few weeks. My suggestion is one per subject because OneNet will survive for a long time while the Brazil conference will end at some point. But I'm open to their leadership. I'll let the SO and AC leaders think about that and get back to us. Please.
Hi, Paul Foody, speaking on my own behalf. I hadn't heard anything about OneNet until I arrived at this meeting. Based on what I've heard about it so far, it strikes me that OneNet is simply what ICANN would be had ICANN opened up some sort of means to email all of your multi-stakeholders. You know, I'm talking about the internet users, I'm talking about the domain registrants. So why is it that ICANN is backing OneNet now? Well, I can only think that ICANN is looking for a place to hide from the public reaction when they find out the mess that the new GTLD program is going to make of the internet. Let's get back to common sense. Why is it that we're even having any discussion about who should own .amazon? Why is it we're having any discussion about, you know, whether or not .doctor should be owned by guys who are interested in money? Let's get back to common sense. Give it, let the world make the decisions that, that ICANN has proved unable to make in any common sense way. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bertrand Lachapelle. I'm a future former board member. And just one thing, there are many other issues. I don't think we should have several cross-community groups. I think one is enough because we're multiplying a lot of things. The mailing list is an absolute priority to make sure that it is easy to access. I understand that it is now fully accessible and open. Can you please, Adiel, give everybody precisely now where they can go and register? And finally, in terms of the message, I think there is one simple, very unique message, which is the issues that relate to internet governance must be addressed in a multi-stakeholder manner. The issues that deal with the governance of the internet are dealt with in existing institutions. Thank you very much. The issues dealing with the governance on the internet are not dealt with in this manner. This is the one single message that we are uniquely placed to put forward because we do it here.
Khaled Fatal, multilingual internet group. Historically, I've always been vocal and critical of ICANN failing to listen perpetually. I think for a time I'd like to go on the record to say I am very pleased that ICANN is starting to listen. I challenged ICANN on the need to make the revelation about the Snowden affair public, and it became center stage at IGF in Bali, and I thought that was excellent. So my congratulations to you, Fadi. When it comes to the Brazil summit, I think if there was a doctor here in the audience, and there was somebody who's got an illness, the first thing you want to ask is, what are the symptoms? If I recall correctly, we've had an internet governance forum for 8 years dealing with internet governance issues and promoting multi-stakeholderism. What is it that prompted Brazil to say, we want to have a new conversation on internet governance? And if that is not the Snowden revelation, I don't know what is. So let's be clear as to why the agenda has now resurfaced. And knowing this, at least we know what to expect in the pitfalls. And I wish to first concur with the previous speakers, with Milton, who made his point eloquently, and I fully agree with him, and Jonathan Zuck, because at the end of the day, if we don't know what is it we're trying to accomplish and not be afraid of what's going to happen, and serve the global public interest in what the heart of the issue is, governance. Legitimacy, trust, is at the heart of what we aim to deliver. If we can't deliver on this, we failed. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Thomas. I work for a small government of a small country in the middle of Europe where we have cheese and snow at the moment. So it's very good to be here, actually, with the climate. I just wanted to quickly react to many of those who said, we need clarity, we need control, this is unclear. Of course this is unclear. This is perfectly right, because I think those who say that the ICANN community, as big as it may be, is not the internet community, it is not the world. The UN Internet Governance Forum community, which is probably as big as the ICANN community, is not the world. So the world is bigger. There are some people who don't know that ICANN exists. There are also some maybe that don't know that the UN exists. But if, and some people are happy with the UN, some are less happy, some people are happy with their businesses, some people are happy with the multi-stakeholder approach, the way it's lived, for instance, by ICANN, others are less happy. And if you believe that multi-stakeholder process is a bottom-up thing that is built on freedom of everybody to participate and to express yourself, then it's a little bit difficult to ask for control, because you believe in freedom that you decide what you want. You also have to give it to the others. And that means you can't really control what is coming out of any bottom-up multi-stakeholder process, because there's others in it too. And in the country where I live, we don't even have a president because we don't want any government to control us. We only have a president, which we call president, because the other countries have a president. And if they want to meet our president, we need to have one. But actually, we don't have one. We have 7 members of the government, and that's it. Because we don't want anybody to control us. And I think the same is in the internet. People, maybe they have people that they trust, they listen to, but they actually want to decide themselves. And I think the multi-stakeholder model, as we understand it, should be built on self-decision and on freedom. And the question is, what are the rules to take these decisions? And some people prefer the multi-stakeholder rules of this institution. Others would like to have the rules that are closer to ITU or to the UN. This is something that's been debated in the world since the World Summit of the UN on Information Society in 2003 and 2005. This debate is ongoing, and not everybody, not only here, but also outside, is equally happy or unhappy. This is why the Brazilians this time took the initiative and say, we are currently unhappy with many things. Some of them we have been unhappy for a long time. Others are newer. So we need to do something. And when you ask other people whether you want to join us in doing something, improving the world, like ICANN is trying to improve the world, the Brazilians have taken an initiative where they are trying to improve the world the way they see it. And I want to stop by Fadi thanking him that he's not trying to control everything, but to actually be serious about the multi-stakeholder model and try to prove that ICANN is a model that listens to people, that doesn't try to control, tries to integrate everybody into a process and move on, stumble forward together, as Bill Clinton said. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Olivier Crapalablanc. I'm the chair of the At-Large Advisory Committee. I don't like leaving meetings. I understand we're reaching the end of this meeting. I don't like leaving meetings without having action items or without having something to take away. I think we've heard a lot of questions, an enormous number of questions here. I would suggest perhaps we put together a frequently asked questions document that is a living document that will grow, that will not only include answers provided by the people at the moment who have been providing the answers or some of the answers to the questions you've been asking, but also providing your answers, because really that's where we're going to be able to do this. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, once we've answered all the questions that will be asked, let's not focus on this. How many of you are actually looking at my finger? How many of you are looking at where we're going? We have to focus now on where we're going, not on the finger.
I cannot top this. Thank you. I think that's exactly what I was going to say. We need to move forward. We will move forward together. That's my commitment. I heard you loud and clear. So we will do this together. Let's take in all this input. I will reread the script multiple times with my team in the next couple of days, and we will organize to answer as many questions as we can together. So thank you again. Sorry that I woke you up early. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.